I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Lesotho is one of two African nations that still don't have any COVID-19 cases. But that doesn't mean they aren't being extremely cautious. They're on lockdown until Tuesday, and the military was deployed to maintain security. Mission Aviation Fellowship serves Lesotho by flying into remote areas with medical, physical, and spiritual aid. MAF's Matthew Monson says their international staff had the chance to leave, but everyone stayed. Pray for health and safety as they serve in Lesotho.
I went to the hangar to grab some things and got into a discussion with some military guys, and they're just amazed. Why are you still here? Isn't your country better? And I get to explain essentially what God has called us to, explain the gospel of what he's done in our lives and why we choose to stay, not because we're thinking about ourselves, but because of the love that we want to show people that God has given us to show.
And lockdown life is difficult for everyone, but especially for children. Sat7, the satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, brings gospel hope to the situation through Sat7 Kids and new social content. In fact, Sat7 Kids has seen their Facebook audience increase by 500%. Sat7's Katerina Parpa.
These children who are in refugee camps or displaced, or their families have lost their jobs, their parents are frustrated and angry and can't provide for them. So it's important that we keep sharing the message that God is with them, that God is taking care of them, that their security is not in things, it is not in people, but it is in God.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dying That Lasted Forever by Rachunga Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.